Probably in another week or 10 days, all of this beautiful environment will be taken down and it will be put away until next year. Our manger will be removed and that too will be taken and that too will be put away. All of our paper straw that we have written on over the weeks of Advent will be gathered together, and some of it will be saved and burnt on Ash Wednesday, and others of it will be shredded and also put away. For those of you who are visitors, each week of Advent, we were invited to respond to a question and write on our paper straw and put it in our manger. We were invited to first realize how it is we are the light of Christ and how can we share that, or how might we experience that. We were invited then to reflect on what it is and who it is we are thankful for. And then we were invited to look at how is it that we are called to love, and who do we love, and how do we receive love, but also how it is that we serve, how it is we help, or that we in some way have been helped. And finally, to reflect on how it is to be hope or to receive hope. And all of us were invited to write that and put that here. However, even though this will be burnt, this will be shredded, this will be gone, every word, every action, every memory is not gone. Because each and every one of these, and each and every one of you, is the star of Epiphany. Each and every word, each and every action is a star that has led someone to experience Christ in their life, that they have seen and come to know Christ in a different way, because they have gone to Bethlehem. And the Bethlehem is this community here, you and I. It's the community that is your home, your school, your workplace, your relationships. And it's each and every one of those places that you and I have been the star, that have guided people in their faith journey in their life. And just like the three wise men, the Magi, that experience gave them a new direction in life, a new route to take, and a new way to be. And so you and I, as that star, have done that for others. You have been the star of hope. A star of hope that has blazed in the life of someone who has been discouraged. You have been the star of kindness. It's kindness that has been radiated through who you are and how you are. You have been the star of laughter. The laughter that someone has seen in your eyes and in your smile. You have been the star of patience. Patience in the midst of maybe confusion, disbelief, unsureness. You have been patient. And you and I have been just like that one line in the first reading said. It says, nations will walk in your light. But I drop that word and say, people have walked in your light. That light of Christ that you have brought to them. But also in each and every one of our lives, we have those people who have been our star. They have been the people who have walked with us, who have journeyed with us, who are people of faith in our life. And they have been there to be that star of courage, of prayer, of faith, of hope, of love, the many ways that they have revealed Christ to us. For they have come to us, and they have been with us, and they have been that presence. It is also that each and every one of us are seekers. We constantly seek in the life of our faith. Sometimes we're not sure where that journey will take us, We're not sure how long that journey will be. And there was always a star. And the star is our God. Our God is the guiding star of our life. And sometimes we will see that star and we will know it. And sometimes we will lose that star and we won't see it. However, that star will always be there and will always come back, and we will find it again. It's the God who is there to let us know that we are not alone in this journey of faith. We are not alone in the steps we take. We are not alone in the progress that we make or the setbacks we encounter. That God is very much there to be that guiding star for us. And it will help us to know, what is that new adventure? What is that new venture? What is that new place that God wants me to go and God wants me to be and how God wants me to be? And as one of my favorite authors, Joyce Rupp, says, that God will be there even in that place that she calls the land of I don't know. As we celebrate still the beginning of the new year, believe this, know this, have faith in this. The guiding star of God is with you every day of your life. Even if you don't see it, it's there. Pray with that, go with that, and enter into the new year.